everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
Her name is known throughout the world and is synonymous with health, fitness, and self-improvement. Her weight management centers have helped to change the lives of millions. And with over 600 locations worldwide and revenues of more than $350 million at the writing of her memoir, this little Cajun from Louisiana proves that with little or no education, a strong work ethic, and a determination to succeed, success is achievable for those willing to work for it. Now at age 81 and looking 61, Jenny reveals the secrets of her success and the faith and ideology that helped shape a nation for the better. And we mean that in the literal sense. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to Testimony a wonderful honor indeed, founder of Jenny Craig, Inc., entrepreneur and author of 5 books, her latest, I Believe in Genevieve, Miss Jenny Craig. Jenny, welcome to Testimony.
Well, thank you so much. I am just delighted to be speaking today.
Well, we are honored to have you. And first of all, I would just like to thank our mutual friend, Connie McNally, for introducing us and the great pleasure it has been to meet you personally, both of you successful women in your respective fields. So, Jenny, for part one of our 2-part conversation today, I would love for you to share with our listeners your early beginnings and how faith played a role in your winning attitude, not just in life, but in business as well. And then tell us about I Believe in Genevieve, what the book is about, and why you wrote it. Jenny, please tell us your story.
Well, first of all, if you're wondering why Genevieve, that really is my real name. I've gone by Jenny for as long as I can remember, except for my mother. She always called me Genevieve. And when she was angry with me, she would emphasize that. But I thought it would be a cute title for the book. And I really had fun and enjoyed tremendously writing it. To my family and my early beginnings, really, I think I owe a lot of my success to the kind of family I was raised in. My parents were devout Christians, and my dad taught me the value of work. He always said, hard work never killed anybody. So I really grew up thinking, well, if I didn't work hard, I'd probably die young. So, which isn't a bad concept, by the way. But anyway, my family have always been supportive. I was the youngest of 6 children, and I was lucky enough to have really a wonderful childhood. We didn't have anything, no material things. I grew up right after the Great Depression, and even though times were really tough, my mother taught us the value of gratitude. She always said, be grateful for God's blessings. And I'm sure there were times as a child I'd look around and say, what blessings? But truly, we did always appreciate the things that we had. And I guess really when you have so little, it teaches you to appreciate more what you have.
So you had both end of the spectrums. Your father taught you the value of hard work, and your mother taught you the value of a great attitude. So would you say that combination really helped propel you towards success in your own career?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sadly, my dad died before he could see my success. And, you know, I often think, I'm sure he was looking down, patting himself on the shoulder, because I've always given him credit, really, for teaching me the value of work and the value of integrity and honesty. The one thing my dad hated was a liar. He would always say to us, you know, no matter what you do, come to me and tell me I can forgive you, but never, never lie to me. I grew up thinking that I think if I tried to tell a lie, it would get stuck in my throat, because the fear was implanted so early on in life. But really, they taught us so many values. My mother was probably, I always said, I'm sure she one day will be up for sainthood, because she was such a loving, wonderful, caring friend to all the neighbors, to everyone. I mean, she would just take people into her home and take care of them. So she really taught us also the value of love and appreciation for other people, and to develop friendships, and also to be a good parent.
Well, you seem to exemplify that in your business. I just recently read your memoir, The Jenny Craig Story. That's your fifth book. I Believe in Genevieve is your sixth book, if I have that to date. Your other books, Cutting Through the Fat, yes. No Diet Required, Simple Pleasure, What Have I Got to Lose, all cookbooks to help us live a healthier lifestyle. Jenny, why was it important for you to write I Believe in Genevieve, and how do you feel the youth of today is handling healthy choices, or are they?
Well, I think it's important for children. You know, I think parents underestimate their value as a role model. I mean, children remember more of what they see than what you tell them. And if the parents really eat the right kinds of foods, then children will grow up enjoying those foods and wanting them, and not feel like they're being deprived, but rather they're being rewarded with good food. So, you know, I felt it was important to get a message out there. Of course, when you're dealing with young children, you can't speak to them as though you were lecturing them. So using the metaphor of the horse, I thought, was a good way to convey the message of how important eating the right foods is to your performance, it is to your the way you feel, the way you look. And I also wanted children to get the message that you can do anything and be anything you want to be if you're willing to work for it, and you can make a commitment to it. And that was one of the things my dad taught me. He used to say to me, he'd sit me on his lap, and he'd say, you can be anything and do anything you want if you're willing to work for it. And he said this so regularly that I'm glad he didn't tell me I could fly, because I probably would have jumped off of a roof to see if I could.
Right.
But I believed him. I believed that I really could do that. And I've never been afraid to trust myself, my instincts, and to believe that I could accomplish it.
And really, at the end of the day, isn't that faith? Would you say that your mother helped instill that kind of faith in your life, being a devout Christian? Can you speak to that?
Oh, my mother, really, she taught me so many things. I mean, first of all, I went to Catholic school until all the way through elementary school, and when I went to grammar school, I went to a public school. I mean, to high school, I went to a public school. But my mother had an altar in her home, and she had the habit of hiding her handbag, because in those days, the insurance man, the milkman, the grocery man, they all would come to the house to collect. so she always hid her purse. And she would tell us, somebody would be knocking the door, quick, help me find my purse. And she'd go in front of the altar and say a little prayer. And within 5 minutes, she said, now I remember where I put it. And so she taught me the power of prayer. And believe me, many times in my life, I have turned to that. And it's immeasurable, the power of prayer. Whenever I have someone that is close to me that is going through hard times, I ask other people to help pray for them, because really, I think more than anything else, prayer not only works, but it gives you the confidence to believe that it will happen. Yeah. And that has always been so powerful for me. I can remember a time in Australia when we first opened the Jenny Craig Company, which is where we started, incidentally. And in the beginning, things weren't going the way we had planned. We were there probably 7 months before things started to pick up. But in the interim, things weren't going real well. And Sid and I, at the age of 50, had opened the market. And we put everything we owned into that development. I mean, if it hadn't worked, at 50 years old, we would have been broke. So things weren't going that well. And one night Sid said, I'm going to take a walk. And he did, and came back like, 45 minutes later, and I said, where'd you go? He said, I just went to have a talk with the man upstairs. And I thought, wow, that was powerful. That was really, Sid was raised in a Jewish family. And he had never discussed prayer per se before. And that was the first time. And it really, really left a lasting impression for me, because I had never heard him say things like that before.
Wow.
So I do know the power of prayer.
And Jenny, that is so impactful. Jesus was a Jew. The Jews are God's chosen. And we should all be supporters of Israel, and I'm sure that you are. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jenny Craig, author of I Believe in Genevieve and founder of the Jenny Craig Fitness Empire, which has blessed millions across this nation. You are going to hear more from Jenny next week as we explore in detail her secrets of success, what worked, why it worked, and some things that didn't work. Jenny, I want to thank you for being with us today. It's such a short segment. You have so much to share. Your latest book, I Believe in Genevieve, can be purchased at Amazon.com, and your amazing The Jenny Craig Story, I think, should be required reading in Business 101. It's just that good. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you, Jenny, and God bless you as well.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard the tremendous story of one woman's rise to success in the health and fitness industry and how she, along with husband and business partner Sid Craig, helped change the face of weight management for millions around the world. Now, with her latest release, I Believe in Genevieve, Jenny Craig is once again communicating her passion to a whole other set of ears, our youth. Is success possible from humble beginnings and without a college degree? My next guest proves yes, hands down. Is passion and purpose and esteeming others higher essential to good business ventures and decisions? And what if those decisions are having to be made in a down economy with restrictions on big business and an ideology of government entitlement? What then? These are just some of the questions we will be asking our next guest as she beautifully outlines in her memoir of the same name, The Jenny Craig Story, How One Woman Changes Millions of Lives. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony for this part two exclusive author, entrepreneur, and founder of Jenny Craig Incorporated, Miss Jenny Craig. Jenny, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it is great to be here. Thank you for being with us today. Jenny, in your earlier memoir that I just alluded to, written at the urging of your children and the legacy it now leaves, you outlined steps to your success, the triumphs, the trials, good decisions, and not so good decisions. You really learned, you say, from the school of hard knocks. Can you explain to our listeners the motivating passion that created the Jenny Craig empire and why you think it worked?
Well, I think it worked because really success happens when preparation and opportunity cross. I would like to say I spent over 50 years preparing myself for when we opened the Jenny Craig program. And I had the opportunity because we had another company that we sold, and with the money at 50 years old, Sid and I decided we would go to Australia and open the Jenny Craig program, which consisted of healthy eating, exercise, behavior education, and motivation. So really, we really put everything on the line when we went there. But as to why it works, I believe that the harder you work, the luckier you get. And people were always saying to me, oh, you're so lucky. No, I was willing to work hard, which was an ethic that my dad instilled in me at a very early age. And I was willing to do what was necessary to make it happen. And the thing that bothers me so much about this entitlement mentality today is that it is depriving the youth of America that opportunity to get out there and earn things on their own, to be successful. And really, you know, when you think about why does one thing work and another thing doesn't, people always say, oh, I have a great idea. Well, success is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. How hard are you willing to work to achieve it? And good ideas come along every day, but it's who's going to take the bull by the horns and go out there and make it happen. And I think that's why, you know, we have been successful, both Sid and I. We would work from can till can't, you know, from 8 o'clock in the morning till past 8 o'clock at night. We did that 6 days a week, and the first thing we talked about in the morning when we woke up was business. The last thing we talked about before going to sleep was business. So it was a 24/7 kind of commitment.
And you would have to love what you do, wouldn't you say, to do that?
Absolutely. You know, I have always loved. I could not wait to go to work the next morning. And I would tell people in our organization, if you're not having fun, you're in the wrong business. Go somewhere else. And I got letters long after I retired from people saying how much they learned while they were working for us and how that foundation really helped them to achieve even greater success in other industries. Because really, when you think about it, it really is all about work, integrity, honesty, and say what you're going to give and deliver it.
Well, I have to say, your book, The Jenny Craig Story, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to entrepreneur Jenny Craig. Her latest book, I Believe in Genevieve, now available at Amazon.com. Your book, in my opinion, Jenny, could be required and should be required reading in Business 101. You outline so many great principles for success, and you already answered one of the questions that I had for you. What would you say are the dangers of an entitlement mindset? In other words, the government owes me a living. That totally takes away a motivation for a young person to get up by their bootstraps and make it happen no matter what the circumstances are. So my next question, in an uncertain economy, with the threat of terrorism being unveiled in the highest office of our land, what hope can you share with up-and-coming entrepreneurs, or is there any?
Oh, there's always hope, and there's always prayer. I think that you have to trust in God. He's going to do what is best for all of us. I believe that we will come out of this. Is it going to be easy? No, it isn't. Because, unfortunately, in the last 5 years, we've dug a big hole. And, you know, there's a saying, I think it's even in the Bible, if you find yourself in a hole, quit digging. And I think we have to now start reversing the momentum and try to dig ourselves out of this hole. And I think we will. As for entrepreneurs, that's what made this country great. I mean, if our entrepreneurs lose hope and lose confidence, we're doomed. I mean, when they really believe in something and they're willing to work for it, I say go for it. I mean, there's never going to be a perfect time. The time is when you are willing to make that commitment and you have the passion to fulfill your dream.
I have a saying that's one of my favorites, and actually I penned it myself. Purpose with passion is powerful. And then I added later, Jenny, make Jesus your passion and you will find your purpose. Your mother instilled great faith into you as a devout Christian early on in your life. Your father, who worked 3 jobs during the depression that is outlined in your book, The Jenny Craig Story, never came up with an excuse, but always a challenge that no matter what the circumstances, work will, quote, not kill you. And he did whatever he could to make it happen. You're the youngest of 6 children. You grew up during the Depression. You didn't have the luxuries many of us have today. And still, with a great work ethic and a great attitude, you and your husband, Sid, parlayed your talents together to achieve tremendous success. Jenny, if you had to pick just one ingredient for success that you regard above all others, what would that be and why?
Well, I think it is more than one ingredient. I think you have to certainly have passion. You have to have confidence in yourself. And you have to have, I do believe that most businesses fail today because of undercapitalization, which means that whatever you're starting out to do, make sure you have enough money to cover what's the worst thing that can happen. We know that the best thing that can happen is that you're going to be very successful. So if you are, there should be enough funds generated to advance your cause. But what is the worst thing that will happen? And, of course, I tell young entrepreneurs all the time, can you live with the worst thing? Does it mean that you will lose your home? Does it mean that your children won't be able to go to college? You have to weigh the benefits for the cost. So, but don't lose faith, because even if right now isn't the best time, there's no reason why you can't keep planning and saving and making sure that when you do make that first step, you have the funds available that will carry you over the hard times.
That's beautifully said. Jenny, you've been able to be a blessing to your entire family, your grandchildren. They joined you in the business at one point, and the legacy you are leaving, even though you are formally retired, cannot be measured, I don't think, not in this lifetime anyway. You've helped to save and change lives, not only in the natural, but for eternity. Jenny, you suffered a once debilitating accident, but refused to be deterred, depressed, or stopped by it. In our remaining moments, can you explain and then give our listeners hope for their future?
Well, of course, my accident caused a severe jaw injury, and I went to 17 doctors all around the country, and none of them felt that they could help me. I was watching TV one day and saw this doctor talking about what he had done for children with cleft palate and other problems with the mouth and face. So I contacted him. When I went into the office, he says, yes, he said, I think I can help you. But he said, I can't guarantee you you'll be able to speak normally again, not knowing what the outcome will be. And I decided to take a chance. I placed myself in God's hands. The therapist would come to my house, sit there for an hour, and have the, you know, go over speech exercises. Eventually, you know, I was able to communicate, explain to my friends, hey, if you don't understand what I'm saying, just let me know and I'll repeat it. So, and it worked out okay. I mean, I've been able to communicate, and that's the most important thing. I mean, as long as you can communicate, then life is good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to fitness icon, entrepreneur, and author Jenny Craig. Her latest, I Believe in Genevieve, a great read and gift for children and adults, and available at Amazon.com. Jenny, thank you for being with us on Testimony. Your life, your legacy, and winning attitude is an example for us all and a continuing inspiration to millions around the world. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.